listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
So with the Super Bowl being in the books, there was a lot of sort of feeling like, oh, the Rams are make their return to Los Angeles and now they're Super Bowl champions. And yes, they were the LA Rams and they moved to St. Louis and then they went back to the Rams. Well, what about the city of St. Louis? Benjamin Hockman joins us, St. Louis Post-Dispatch columnist there. How are you, my friend?
Well...
Benjamin, I know on social media you asked, how do you guys feel? You asked the people of St. Louis, how do you feel about this? What was the response? How do the people feel about the Rams winning the Super Bowl?
Well, it's painful. It's painful in many regards. One, simply just watching a franchise that was part of this city's culture and fabric, if you will, and they're now the champions in another town. And then, of course, to see Stan Kroenke hoisting that Lombardi trophy, that's a searing image.
In terms of how this occurred, give us a little walkthrough. I mean, we get the stadium's problems. It's usually the meaning of relocation. But was it something that could have been fixed but just wasn't going to be fixed? Was there a reasonable effort by the city to keep the team?
Reasonable is the understatement of the decade. The city of St. Louis literally proposed a new stadium on the riverfront here in St. Louis, state-of-the-art stadium. St. Louis did everything it could to try to keep the team, in so much that they ended up winning a $790 million settlement from Stan Kroenke that proved that they settled about the relocation rules, that they went around them and to basically just take our city's team to go to L.A. so a billionaire could make more billions.
Overall, when the team did arrive in the 90s and progressed and became a Super Bowl champion, the greatest show on turf, and then struggled with Jeff Fisher at times, how was the attendance? It's easy to go when they win. How were they doing when they struggled?
Well, they were definitely not showing up as much, but they were still showing up in regards to the 44,000 or 50,000. If you look at the numbers, and the reality is, you could point to the fact that they missed the playoffs for like an extremely long amount of time. I believe it was 10 years or something ridiculous like that. Only the Raiders had been similarly woeful. You could say the attendance was down, sure, but you could also say that when the team was competitive, the attendance was best in the NFL.
At what point, for people who have been in that city a really long time, it hurts when you lose an NFL team or hurts when you lose a team. They lost two. How does the NFL in St. Louis, what kind of relationship does it have?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on who you ask. It's pretty sour, though. But I'm sure, I mean, even my own dad would love an expansion team or would love a new team. You know, some people just love the NFL and football, but other people like myself kind of look at the NFL as this, like, very, very, I mean, I guess, I was going to say mean, for lack of a better word, like I'm in second grade or something, a very mean organization that treated us unfairly. Now, the first time, there was a stadium issue, and that's why teams normally move, right? So that's why the St. Louis Football Cardinals moved to Arizona. But in this scenario, the reality was the city is like, hey, you want a new stadium? We'll get you a brand new, spanking new, sparkling stadium on the riverfront. And it didn't matter. It didn't matter, you know, because the whole plan was to take the team to L.A. Regardless of what St. Louis could provide.
And it seemed to go against what had been, at least in my view, what the sort of blueprint for new NFL stadiums, right? You get a city, I want a new stadium. And then the city goes, well, I don't know. And then they go, well, I don't want to move to L.A., but my God, that we could go to L.A. And the next thing you know, a brand new stadium is built. In this case, the city was going to give a stadium, but did it always feel like Kroenke, he just wanted to go to L.A. anyway?
Exactly. I mean, there's proof. There's different tidbits of information out there that have been reported that show that it was the Rams ownership's plan to move the team to Los Angeles, and they just had to get around this minor detail of the fact that they were in a different city at that point in time. And I definitely understand the idea of being a hungry business person, of wanting to maximize life. And, the opportunity to go to one of the biggest markets in the United States and build a spaceship of a stadium and host the Super Bowl. I mean, yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it from that aspect. But what stunk was that he kicked a whole city right in the face, and the city happened to be in his home state.
What does it mean for St. Louis? I mean, you're there, you're from there, you went back there. Like, to lose a major sports entity. You know, I live in Nashville now. The idea of the Titans not being here would be devastating. We can have the Predators, and maybe an NBA team could come. Who knows? But the Titans would kill this city. I know it's more of a baseball town, but how does the city, how is it in the sports landscape without an NFL team?
Oh, I mean, it was a terrible situation. Because it was personal also.
Yeah, sure.
You know? If you say the name Stan Kroenke to a grandma here, she might use a curse word, you know? He has become a villain of the city because we are, like so many other cities, we are a prideful town, and he basically looked us in the face and said, "You're not good enough. I'm going somewhere else, and I'm taking something you love with me." And that's why I personally find it so difficult, or I find it so weird that some St. Louisans still love the Rams. I guess they just, you know, they love rooting for something, you know, and they love the sport of football. But I just can't understand how anybody in this town would be like, "That's my team. Those are my guys. That's my team," when it's not your team. And they specifically said, "We're taking the team from you and moving to make it some other guy's team." The U in Southern California, it's now his team.
The Cleveland Browns lost their team, and the NFL went, "You know, that can't possibly happen. We're going to give you a team." And you get the history, too. That may not happen here. Does the lawsuit hurt the city's chances with the league to ever get an expansion team?
Probably. But I think the city, for all intents and purposes, has moved on from the NFL. I mean, in the downtown area. I mean, I know we all love the NFL. It's a great, great league, blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, I will say this. MLS is here. There's a beautiful new stadium blossoming in downtown St. Louis. The league will start playing here in 2023. The St. Louis Blues have won the Stanley Cup and been competitors annually. The Cardinals are always the Cardinals. Yes, there's a million people that live here. Surely if you ask them, at least 100,000 of them will say, like, "Yeah, I miss the NFL. I want the NFL." But I think a lot of people will say, "I'm fine with moving on. We got screwed. It stinks. Let's enjoy what we have, and let's embrace who wants to be here, and that's baseball, hockey, and soccer."
It's always interesting with these relocations, because you could start planting the seeds really early that nobody's paying attention to. Was Kroenke doing that a few years before the move? Was he like a little bit where you go, that doesn't sound like, or was it really, like, did it come like a shot in the night?
Well, that's a great question, because the answer is both. There were some little details, and I might be forgetting some of them, but when he purchased land. Well, I guess that was, let's say, little details, a big detail. He purchased a bunch of land in Inglewood, California, in the mid 2010s, early 2010s. That kind of course, ended up being where the stadium was built. And these little things, even like when Jeff Fisher was hired, our newspaper reporter, that he was asked, "What was it like to move the team from Houston to Tennessee? And do you feel equipped to do that if that ever happened with the St. Louis team?" You know, there's little nuggets like that popped up. But again, it was sitting there like, okay, how could they still move the whole dang team? And then in the fall of 2015 and into the winter, everything came to fruition. And then, snap of the fingers, it was a reality. And, like, I remember my lead from my column that day. It was like, I remember, and I'm bringing up Tennessee full circle, when the Rams made the tackle to win their Super Bowl for St. Louis. The guy is tackled. He's 1 yard from the end zone, but it's over. There's just no other – like, there's no more time. There's no way. They have not reached the end zone. St. Louis has won the Super Bowl. And that night, it was like, it's over. There's irreversible. They are moving this team to Los Angeles. We have lost our team.
Oh, amazing. Of Kroenke's relationship to Missouri, I know his son Josh went to Missouri. Is he from that area? Is this a hometown disappointment? How close is he to St. Louis Metro?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak on Josh specifically, but they're from Columbia, Missouri, which is in the middle of the state, 2 hours from St. Louis, 2 hours from Kansas City, and it's where the University of Missouri is. And yeah, the Kroenke story was a kind of a cool story. This self-made man, Stan Kroenke, whose first and middle name is Eno Stanley. His father and mother named him after St. Louis Cardinals legends Eno Slaughter and Stan Musial.
Oh, wow.
And of course, Josh went on to play basketball for the state school. Some of his closest friends are from St. Louis. But the reality is these are business people, and you have to tip your cap you have to point out that they are doing successfully from a business standpoint.
Benjamin Hockman, always good talking to you, my friend. I miss you, man. And by the way, can you plug your book? Because I saw you on Twitter about the St. Louis Cardinals, and I just plug it because I know you were pretty proud of working on that.
You're very kind, and it's fun to hear your voice, man. And yeah, I wrote a book about the 2011 World Series. I say it's the greatest World Series of all time. The website is 11in11book.com, 11in11book.com. Give it a look. I think you'll really enjoy the read to all your listeners.
Always good, my friend. Thank you so much, Ben. We'll catch up with you soon.
Take care.
You got it, brother. Benjamin Hockman, again, covers the St. Louis sports scene. And again, I just wanted to bring a perspective to this Super Bowl that I think kind of got ignored, right? Which was a lot of emphasis on L.A. and the Rams and the difficult, complicated relationship that the city of Los Angeles has with the NFL, right? Again, 20-year absence. They lost two teams in the 90s, right? They lost two teams, and then it was vacant. And you would hear many people go, why aren't they in L.A.? And you'd be like, oh, there's 100 things to do there, and people don't care about the NFL. There was 100 excuses. And then all of out of nowhere, Stan Kroenke's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to be moving the Rams there. Like he said, buying land, building a stadium. He's going, and he just takes the team. Now, granted, the Rams in St. Louis were a team that was taken from Los Angeles, but they had established roots there. They won a Super Bowl. They went to two, losing famously to the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. And you would think that, all right, you're here. You're not going to move again, but they moved again. You know, the Raiders moved from Oakland to L.A., back to Oakland to Vegas. Now the Rams have gone from Cleveland in the very, very early days, like the 1930s, when back in the American Football League, to Los Angeles, to St. Louis, back to Los Angeles. But the city was willing to build him a big stadium on the Mississippi River. And he just went, you could tell what he really wanted was to move the city to L.A. Lost in the hoopla of the Rams winning a Super Bowl in the city of Los Angeles is the fact that there was a city that not that long ago lost their NFL team that had won them a Super Bowl. All right, it's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.